What's going on, party people? This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. I haven't been here for a minute, but I'm glad to be here now. I'm not on here all the time like I used to be, but I just every once in a while want to get on the microphone and just spit a little bit of knowledge about the interracial game and the interracial swingers game. I like to entertain a lot of questions, and then I like to throw those questions out on the microphone and let you guys get a little feel for that, maybe answer some questions for y'all. Maybe y'all can listen to the questions that I'm throwing out, and it'll give you a little time to reflect on what's going on in your swingers, in your swingers life. And today, we got a couple really hot topics that I've been getting a lot of information about, a lot of messages about, a lot of emails about. So I'm really excited to be on the microphone here in March and get this little quick 25-30 minute podcast out the way for y'all. My name is Damon Bolden, Damon Bolden, D-Love for y'all that know me or don't know me. Yeah, let's get this started. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. This podcast discusses the lifestyle from the perspective of mixed couples. We have our own unique challenges and experiences, and this is the place to discuss it. This is an adult informational podcast for mature audiences. All views expressed are based on our personal experiences, and this podcast does not constitute any medical or professional advice. It might be a little bit of professional advice because I am a professional swinger, been in the game for a long time, as y'all know that. And I'm just going to throw some info out there for y'all today, something for you guys to think about a little bit, okay? So let me get this started real quick. Two topics that I want to address. I've been getting a lot of information from some things that I've been seeing since the last party that we throw. I've been talking to some females, been talking to some males, and I just want to discuss a couple things that's been coming to me, some questions that people have been talking about, and I'm just going to give y'all some information. This is just going to be something that you can ponder a little bit yourselves, and it'll just kind of help you in the lifestyle, just kind of figure out who you are in the lifestyle, what your goals are in the lifestyle, and where you fit in this wonderful, wonderful game of swinging, especially interracial swinging. We love our females of all races. Let me rephrase that again. Us brothers love our females of all races. Let me tell you something. Excuse me. The contrast between your skin and our skin, I believe, in my opinion, is the greatest thing I have ever seen in my life. And I love it. And I love it. So let me get on this first topic here, man, because this has been something that people have been asking me to address and some things that I've been seeing from some females. So this first little question, I got something on the email. I'm not going to go through the whole question, but I'm just going to address the thirst trap. Okay, for the ladies, if you don't know what a thirst trap is in the swing community, in our opinion, the thirst trap is just when brothers are so thirsty for a female in the lifestyle. And there ain't nothing wrong with that, okay? Because that's why you here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the swing community is in the swing community because they want to be desired. Who doesn't want to be desired? I want to be desired. You want to be desired. Everybody we know wants to be desired. And if you're in a lifestyle and you try to come to tell me, well, I don't care if people desire me or not, you a lie. You're a liar. Don't come to me with that lie. You don't care if people desire you. You lying, because if you didn't care, you wouldn't be in a lifestyle. You wouldn't be in a club. You wouldn't be coming to the parties. Everybody wants to be desired. Even if you're vanilla and you have a husband or a boyfriend, a spouse, a significant other, a lover, doesn't matter what gender. I know everybody on this whole gender kick. You could be two females. You want to be desired. Okay. So to say that it doesn't matter to you, you're not being truthful, or you wouldn't be in the game. But here's something that's really been coming up that I think is kind of funny, and you're going to think it's funny too. But it's also kind of serious. Now, I get a lot of emails and questions and DMs about, you know, why are these brothers so thirsty? Okay, hold up. if you're in the lifestyle, especially if you're new in the lifestyle, a new face is like a new pony or a new bicycle or a new car. The newness is what brings out the thirst. That's what draws the brothers in. They're like, oh, I ain't never seen her before. New is everything. From, you know what? From a new pair of shoes, you know what I'm saying? To a new job, to a new vehicle. Anything new to you is exciting. Okay? It's exciting. You find somebody who says to me, I got something new and didn't enjoy it. Okay? The newness makes it hot. But when I talk about the thirst trap, this is what you have to realize. Is it a true thirst trap? Now, I know some females in the lifestyle that they're a thirst trap. I'm not going to throw out no names. It's a little female out in Phoenix. She knows who she is. She's a real thirst trap. Everybody who sees her is like, oh my God, what the fuck? What is that? She is a thirst trap. She works on herself. She looks really good. She does, you know, she does her makeup. She does her nails. She dresses fly as fuck. She got a really good personality. She's got a great fucking body. She is a thirst trap. And if you ever seen her or been around her, you want it. You want to hit it. That's it. I get it. I get it. Niggas are thirsty for her. I understand it. We all understand it. But there are some people, females in our community. And listen, before I get into this, this is not a put down. I don't do that here. We don't do that here. We don't disrespect people in our group. We don't put people down. This is an informational podcast for you to get information on how you conduct yourself and the way you think about things when you were in the lifestyle, when you were in the interracial swingers community. This is an informational podcast. This is not a put down. Okay. But sometimes I think people need to give themselves a little dose of reality. We all need a reality check. Me, you, and everybody else. Don't get on your fucking high horse. Okay. When you think you're a thirst trap and you're not. And here's the example I'm going to give. There are some females that hit me up and they're like, Damon, I love the lifestyle and I enjoy all the attention, but these niggas just too thirsty for me. They just blowing up my DM. They just sending me dick pics all the time. I get it. I'm going to address the dick pic first. If you didn't solicit that, and they sent it without your knowledge or solicitation, then that's probably inappropriate. And if they're in the group, I'll talk about that at the end. I usually talk about that at the beginning of the podcast, but I'm going to talk about that at the end because I want to get into that. I want to get into this. Then maybe that's not appropriate, and maybe I got to take them out the group. Or you can handle it yourself. Just say, hey, that's not appropriate. Got to do what you got to do. But nonetheless, if that's happening to you in a lifestyle group on the internet, congratulations. Either you love it or you don't like it or don't listen or turn your DM off or get out of the group. You can do what you do. But don't come at me like I can't even. There's so many brothers hollering at me that I can't even go throughout my day. Well, let's test that theory, shall we? Here's what I want you to do. Go on your Facebook or your Instagram or Telegram or whatever the fuck you're using. And just before you get ready to go to work, put your makeup on, do your hair, do it, whatever you do before you get ready to go to work. And on the vanilla portion of it, not in the group, just say, getting ready for work. Everybody have a good day. And you'll probably get 5, 10, maybe more. People say, you know what? You have a good day too. Now what I want you to do, ladies, is throw that exact same picture up and that exact same statement up in a group. And you'll get 60 responses from brothers. What does that say? Does that say that you have more friends in the group than you do on your regular page? So we'll use Facebook as an example, because clearly you have more friends on Facebook than you do in any group. Okay, unless it's, you know, males trying to get at you. But this is what I'm trying to say. If you have six people to tell you good morning on your regular page and you have 60 guys tell you good morning on the group page, on a swingers group page, maybe you're not that hot. I'm just saying. Okay? Now I'm going to give you an example. A female, somebody I know, she puts that out on her regular vanilla Facebook page, good morning, getting ready for the day. 45 people in general say have a good morning. Maybe she's a good person. And then she puts it in the group, and maybe 60 people say good morning. A few trying to get at her. That ratio is pretty even. But when you put that out on your regular page, Facebook page, and four people say good morning to you, and then you put it in the group, and 61 people say good morning to you, and it's all dudes, that's a thirst trap. That is a thirst trap. I don't want to bust your bubble. You're not that hot. Okay? Or you're not that liked. Or you ain't got that many real friends. Just because guys want to fuck you don't mean they want to be your friend. So if only four people tell you good morning on your regular page and 60 people tell you good morning in the group, they trying to get your panties and it ain't you. You not that special. Not trying to bust your bubble. Not trying to throw some shade in your shit. I'm not trying to do any of that. I'm just saying, take it for what it is. You know, when you throw a thong pic out in the group, dudes are going to try to get at you. Okay? You wouldn't have put the pic out if nobody was going to hit you up. So take it for what it's worth. If you do, I mean, on Facebook, thong is appropriate. It is a little risky sometimes because they be trying to block people on Facebook for whatever reason. But let's say you throw a little booty shorts on regular Facebook page and you get four likes, and then you throw it out in the group and you get 54 likes. It's a thirst trap. It ain't you. Okay, when you say, man, all these dudes are hitting me up, I just don't know what to do. I'm so fly. No, you're not. You're not that fly at all. Okay? It's the lifestyle. You fly because guys are trying to hit it. Now, once all those guys hit it, throw the pick up again in the group and see how hot you are. Brothers will fade off. It's just the nature of the sport. Okay, it is what it is. Not trying to throw shade on you. I'm not trying to make you seem like you're not important. Everyone is beautiful. We love you all. That's not what I'm saying here. But don't get it twisted in your mind that you Beyonce when you're not. Okay? You're just not. Settle down. Take it for what the fuck it is. Enjoy the lifestyle for what it is. The lifestyle is a thirst trap. Okay? And when you throw yourself in a group, especially when you're new, brothers going to try to get at you because they don't know you and they ain't hit it yet. That's the deal. They have not hit it yet and they thirsty. Again, you throw that same little post, have a good morning on your regular vanilla Facebook page, not in the group, and two dudes say good morning, and you throw it out in the group and 60 dudes say good morning, it's a thirst trap. Listen to what I'm saying. You not hot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to blast you with that. This is not a negative thing against you. You have not been trained in the skills of the lifestyle. And some of these women that have been in the lifestyle for a long time would hip you to that. They go, girl, don't take this shit so serious. You not that fucking hot. These guys are just thirsty. Calm the fuck down. Pick out the ones you want to be with. Blow off the ones you don't want to be with. but don't think you God's gift because you're not. Now, I had to get that out there because this has been going on for a minute. This is something I've been seeing, and this is some of the questions that I've been getting from some females. Like, you know, I just got in the lifestyle, and I just didn't know I was that. I didn't know I was all that. You know why you didn't know all you was all that? Because you're not. Okay? I'm sorry. I'm not being negative. This is not nothing against you, but you're new to the lifestyle, and this is going to happen to you. And so I want you to understand what's going on here. You're new. Okay? When you get a new pair of shoes, you want to wear them motherfuckers all the time. You want everybody to see your new shoes. That's you in the lifestyle. You're new. Give it a minute. Go to a few parties and then wait a year and go to a few parties and you'll realize that either you're a smoke show and you get the same brothers trying to run at you, even if they've been with you before, or you're going to be standing up there in the corner like a wallflower, wishing and hoping. Okay? That's the way it is. I'm not being negative. I'm just trying to get your brain to the table. Just trying to get your brain to the table. Don't get so hyped. Here's where I see a lot of this too. Woman is married. She gets divorced. She's been sexually deprived in her marriage. She gets in the lifestyle. It's a thirst trap. And she thinks, what have I been missing? I am the queen of the universe. No, you're not the queen of the universe. You're new pussy. New pussy is thirsty. Dudes are thirsty for new pussy. I'm sorry. It's the way it is. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. That's the way it is. Now I'm going to switch gears. That's enough of that. Now, if you thought that was negative, man, you know what? Get over yourself. That shit wasn't. This is an informational podcast. This is about the lifestyle. I've been doing this more than 25 years. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Okay, so settle down. All right, relax. It's going to be fine. I'm going to switch gears, and I'm going to go to the man side of this. Okay, this ain't about a thirst trap. I threw a party, and this dude, I like him. He's a good dude. I don't have nothing negative to say about him. Okay, I've had a conversation with him about the game. Okay, the game ain't for everybody. Now I'm switching gears, ladies, so you can be like, why he talking about me? I wasn't talking about y'all. It's explaining something to y'all. But now I'm going to switch gears and I'm going to go on the man side. So my man, who I really like, shows up to a party. And he trying to get at this girl, this one girl. Remember, it's a lifestyle party. It's like speed dating. You ain't really trying to throw all your eggs in one basket. You trying to shoot a shotgun with pellets in it, and you trying to hit as many things in the party as you can. Okay? You ain't shooting slugs. Slugs hit one thing. You shooting BBs. They spray out of the gun, and they hit a whole bunch of shit. That's what you're trying to do at the lifestyle, if you understand my analogy. Okay? But my man had his focus on one thing, and that's cool. Whatever. Fine. If you like, not interested in anybody at the party tonight, I'm just interested in this one female, I'm going to shoot my shot. Here's where my man had a problem. He was shooting his shot, talking to this one female for about 3.5 hours. He wasn't trying to grab her hand and take her to the room. He wasn't trying to tell her, hey, man, you know, I'm trying to get at this real quick. Can we go play? You know, I've been digging you for a long time. I'm trying to get in your panties. Whatever you got to say to get down to the get down, you go ahead and do that. You say what you need to say. But my man was trying to make it like a date. And the female wasn't fucking feeling that. She came to a swing party to get fucked. So my man twiddling his thumbs and talking about his job and what kind of weather he likes and where he likes to vacation. She's not feeling that shit. She's like, is we going to fuck or not? But the female I'm talking about, she a little shy. She's like, if you don't take me by the hand and take me to the bed and take my clothes off and stick your dick in me, I'm not going to approach you. Okay? And you could spot somebody like that from across the room. They're not going to say anything until you go over to them and be like, hey, you playing tonight? She'd be like, yeah, I thought nobody was going to ask me. Well, I'm asking now. Let's get busy. Okay, so my man didn't do that. Instead, he trying to talk about what color shoes he like and what he going to do in his future, like a date. She was not feeling that. So they talked about 2-3 hours. And then at the end of the night, some other thirsty brother swooped in, grabbed her by the hand, took her to the room, fucked shit out of her. So my man got an attitude, not at the party, but later. He contacts the female and he says, man, I can't believe after all that time I put in with you, you just went off with somebody else. Nigga, you are not a closer. That's your problem. There's the issue. You can't close the deal. Don't blame the females. Okay? You're not trying to start a romance at a swing party. You don't fall in love at a fucking swing party. You're trying to get your dick sucked. Okay? That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to put a condom on and stick it in a girl and feel like you just went to heaven. That's what you're trying to do. You're not trying to marry the chick at the swing party and have a bunch of fucking babies. What's the matter with you? Are you on crack cocaine? Stop that shit. What is your problem? He actually got upset with the chick, contacted her, and was talking shit. Are you out of your fucking mind? What is the matter with you? You're not a closer. Learn how to close a deal. Okay? There are a bunch of dudes in the game, including me, who will teach you how to close. Okay, I can name 30 brothers who can show you how to close in 5 minutes. Learn how to close. Be a closer. You're not a closer. Now, everybody has an off night. I'll give you a perfect example. The last party I threw, I had an off night. I was tired. I had played earlier in the day. I had set this up for 2 days. I got very little sleep, like 3 hours. I was exhausted. I didn't even play the night of the party. Lovely lady came over to me, thick, thick, thick. She knows who she is. Long black hair, little Spanish thing. Well, I get a chance to get at that. You know who you are. But she wanted to play, and I tried to work my magic, and it just wasn't happening. And I just had to tell her, you know what? Tonight's not my night. I was exhausted. By 12 o'clock, I wish everybody just would have fucking left because I was exhausted. But I was the host. It wasn't going to happen. And I ain't tripping. You know, everybody had a good time. Party went till about 3 a.m., whatever. But for me, I had an off night. But when I'm on my game, I could close. And all the brothers in my circle that I know, when they on their game, they can close. Don't get mad at the females when you can't close the deal. A couple things are going to happen. Either she's interested in you, she's not interested in you. That's it. She's either interested in you, she's not interested in you. But you got to at least approach them and talk to them and see if you can close the deal. Don't just act like because the female is at the party, she's just going to, like Lucky Charms, magically fuck you. That's not going to happen. That's not the way it works. You're not Tyson Bedford. You're not one of these Instagram niggas on I'm the hottest black man on the planet where you walk into the party, take off your shirt, and girls are like, panties is wet, like, oh my God, who's this nigga? If that's you, congratulations. That's not most of us. Most of us got to put a little work in. But every now and again, a brother will come through where they come to the party, they looking good, they smelling good, they dress good, they take care of themselves, they work out, they got a fucking six pack. And when they coming to the party, I could see all the girls like, oh, I'm fucking that nigga. They ain't got to put no work in because he going to get it. He going to get it. His look is him being a closer. He going to get it whether he don't even have to open his fucking mouth. He's going to get it. That's rare, but those dudes are out there. Okay? I ain't one of them, but those dudes are out there. I got to actually use my, I need to talk. to you. I need to convince you that you're going to give me the panties because I'm a closer, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all that know me know I could close when I want to. On any corner, every day of the week, 6 days a week, and seven on Sunday, I close. But that's not everybody. And this particular dude, I like him. This is not, see, this podcast today is not about putting people down. This podcast today is about telling you, learn who you are in the pecking order. And if you know you're not a closer, don't get mad at the female. You talk to the female for about 3 hours, okay? By the time the party got started, she was half naked anyway. So what you needed to say was, you want to fuck or not? Because that's what it comes down to. If she wasn't interested in you, then she would have just politely said no. But when I talked to the female, she said, I'd have gave him some pussy. But he never asked me. He never led me to the room. He never even acted like he was interested. He was talking about some other old fucking corny bullshit. Nigga, that's on you. Learn how to be a closer. Don't blame the female. Okay? If you want to talk to me about that, you know who I am. I know who you are. Holla at me and I'll teach you some tips. Okay? Close. Don't blame the females. Learn how to close. That's not on them. That is on you. Just because a female was at the party don't mean she's there to fuck you. Learn how to close. And now I'm in this podcast. If you want to throw me an email, weswinglv@gmail.com, weswinglv@gmail.com. I get a lot of emails and I answer them all. I check through my emails often and I answer them all. So if you ask me a question, it got answered. If you want to be in our private interracial Facebook group, my name is DamonBolden. I got a red background. I'm wearing a black suit. Check me out. I know there might be more than one Damon Bolden. I don't know if there is or not, but it's easy to find me. If you hit my profile, you'll see all the people that are in the lifestyle and you'll know it's me. Hit me up. Tell me you want to be in the group or friend me. Tell me you're in the lifestyle. I'll add you to the group. We also have a MeWe group. Only has a little over 100 members. That's cool. The only reason we have a MeWe group is that you can post any old nasty, filthy, sexual shit that you want and you won't get banned because MeWe is wide open. Make a MeWe account if you want to be in there and then hit me up. I'll send you the link and then you can get into that group. I've only had one person who's had a problem getting into that MeWe group. I don't know what it is quite yet. I'm not that technical with it, but we'll figure it out. You know how to get a hold of me, email. You know how to get into our Facebook group. You know how to get into the MeWe group. You know how to get at us. We were just going to have a party in April, but unfortunately, I am going to be in Florida for a week with my business. So I asked my wife if she wanted to throw it alone, and she does not. DM me or hit me because I will be back the weekend we was going to throw a party. I think that's like April 14th. I'm out of town like the 8th through the 11th, and it's that weekend after that. I do have a private suite, so what I might do on the strip is just do something private. Like, you know, 5, 8, 9 couples. Little bit of drink, little bit of food, little bit of fucking, play some dominoes. Invitation only. You know what I'm saying? Not going to throw out a big group thing this time because I'm going to be out of town and I'm not going to have time to promote a party. So I might just do an invitation only. If you're interested in something like that, hit me up, send me a message, and I'll open up the suite. I already have the suite. Okay? I already have the suite on the strip. So it ain't like I got to do anything. It's already going to be available. But I might just do something private, invitation only. So if you're interested in something like that, hit me up and let me see what I could do. Thank you guys for listening. I know I don't do these as often as I could or should. We all have busy lives. Hopefully this podcast was informational and a little bit funny and give you something to think about. I love y'all all. And until the next time, peace.